Welcome to this amazing, mind-blowing podcast.
I'm joined here with Maddie Krang, my co-host for today. Mm-hmm. And as well as that, we've got Neve Strang in the building. Ooh. Coming on to talk about a new single, A Sweet Dive. Morena, Neve, how you doing?
Good, thanks for having me.
Of course, dog, of course. Have you had a pretty chill morning so far?
Yeah, very chill.
Nice.
Yeah, just slow.
Mm-hmm. What'd you have for breakfast?
I actually haven't had breakfast yet.
Come on, breakfast, Joe. You didn't have breakfast.
No, I've just woken up.
Man.
Oh, wow, good on you.
Yeah. I think I might start buying little up and goes just to give people in case they haven't had breakfast.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, I woke up and then I had a wee interview with Wellington Radio and then I went back to sleep and then.
Oh, Radioactive or
Yes.
Nice. Nah, cool. My first question to you this morning, have you ever thought of the name Strang as kind of a past tense of strung? You know, people say I'm so strung out, or you say I was really strung out.
No, I haven't. It's not crossed my mind.
Because otherwise it's stringed out. I was really stringed out.
No, it's just strung out.
Yeah, but that doesn't make sense, because that can be a present and a past tense thing at the same time.
Yeah, some words do that.
The English language, it makes no sense. It's like how my brother Liam, he talks about how a past tense of fit could be fat. I think strang would be a really good past tense of strong.
Yeah.
Do you ever think of that?
No, but I will now.
Cool.
Yeah. Great. All the time.
Glad to hear.
Anyone says your name.
At every waking hour. The new track is called A Sweet Dive. Are you a fan of diving?
Shallow, little dives.
Mm. Little dives.
Yeah.
Nice. Is that your right name? Sorry, I'm just in a funky mood this morning. But yeah, shallow dives. You're in shallow dives.
No dives that would pop my ears.
Nah, fair enough. Yeah. You don't. Are you a fan of?
I actually have a fear of that.
Popping your ears.
Yeah.
Do you hate planes? For that reason.
Yeah.
Same. Because my ears get destroyed.
Same.
The ears. Yeah.
I have a really bad time with that.
Yeah. It's I'm getting my back blown out, but it's my ears and not my back, so it's even worse than that.
Yeah.
Planes are really tricky for me. I'm not a big fan. Okay, let's get into actual serious questions. The old band have all left town. Was this track recorded before they left? Or was this with the new roster?
So this is just got me and Sean Donnelly, who helped produce the track. And then it's also got Chris O'Connor playing the drums.
Oh, cool.
And then when I play live, there'll be a new band playing it. So it won't be those guys playing it.
Damn.
Yeah.
A lot of bands.
Yeah.
Is that hard to keep track of?
Little name tags for each one.
Yeah.
Little colours.
Oh my god. Little tags that they put in birds. Yeah.
Yeah, really I guess mean. It's just it's really different. Mean. It's different. It'll be a different live band who plays on the on the recorded tracks.
Mm-hmm. The old band was oh my god, who was in it? It was Jack King, Benny, right?
Jack Wing. Jack King. Yeah, Jack Wing, Benny Holloway, and Oliver Robson.
And you were friends with them for quite a long time.
Yes.
And so I imagine there's quite a lot of
And some of them were Zion Berwick.
Who was, sorry?
Zion Berwick.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so there was a change of bass player at some point as well.
Not sure. So when they left, I assume that you all had quite a creative synergy because you're mates and whatnot.
Yep.
Did that impact your songwriting a great deal?
It definitely changed the. And you can hear it throughout some of the releases. Some of them were a lot more rocky than others, I guess. And that was definitely throughout the band members at the time, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that was just our general vibe together at that time. I don't know if it was necessarily who was in the band at the time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to say.
And also, do you remember that your first interview, not your first interview here, sorry. My first interview here was with you and Jack. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
4 years ago.
Yeah.
I was listening to it the other day and it was atrocious. You guys had a gig at the time and I asked, it's Koha, right? But I didn't know how to say Koha, so I said Koha.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I remember you saying that you were listening to Big Thief quite a lot of the time, and so that tracks because that EP album you released in 2020?
Yeah.
What's that album? Yeah, that was quite more rocky than your new stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. So, like, I think a lot of my releases also vary with who I'm listening to at the time. So it's hard to say whether it's because of the band members or who I was listening to or who we were all collectively listening to. Yeah.
And has that dynamic changed with the new group?
Well, I haven't actually played with the new group yet.
True. Well, I mean, in terms of, like, making music with them, like...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But it's sort of the whole thing's changed. So I... Just the way I make my music now. So I would write a song and then bring it to the band and then we'd all hash it out that way, whereas now I sort of write the song and hash it out a bit more on my own and then bring it to Sean and we produce it and he produces it, but it's more of a, I don't know, the whole process is different now, so it's
and that's cool. It's change, evolution.
And you'll definitely hear it in the music.
Speaking of the music, there's an accompanying video which is has a really surreal vibe with you kind of grooving around in different locations, from like a grove to a forest to in front of a, like a beautiful blue curtain. And in some of the shots, you're wearing like a crochet babushka hood veil thing. Was that one of your creations?
Yes.
Yeah. Nice. How did it feel to kind of combine these two aspects of your creative spirit? You know?
Yeah, it felt cool. It was good to wear one of my hoods in that wee video.
I feel like it reflected the vibe of the thing.
Like, it wasn't necessarily like promoting Not My Name or whatnot, but
Feel free to plug it right now.
Not My Name.
Are you just still on that grind?
Yeah, definitely.
Nice. What was your most recent creation?
I made like this big fluffy sleeves.
Oh, the like tube sleeve things.
Yeah.
I don't know why this helps to explain what it is, but for the people who are listening, I'm putting my arms out in the air like a seagull.
Nice wee aqua sort of middle top part that ties at the back.
Nice. I guess that's all the main questions I have. So, gonna ask the usual obligatory questions. This is part of a new album that's coming out soon. Yep. Do you have a date for that or a name for that?
I don't have a date. It's going to be early next year.
In the summer?
In the summer. and then it's called Find Me in the Rabbit Hole.
Cool. Like Alice in Wonderland?
Yeah. You can interpret that how you want.
What else do you mean doing a rabbit hole? That's a bit weird.
No, exactly. People are going to take that from it.
Yeah, I mean, I was only thinking about Alice in Wonderland because quite recently the museum, shout out to the museum, we were talking about it earlier, they recently put on a like After Dark Alice in Wonderland themed kind of party, which was real cool. Yeah. But no, that just coincided there. So it's coming out hopefully in the summer next year.
Yeah.
Summer/autumn.
Just like the early months of next year, hopefully. Sort of either Jan or Feb.
Do you have a date on when the next single might be coming out?
Since I got the funding.
Oh, from RNZ? RNZ on air?
Yeah.
RNZ on air?
It should be before the end of this year.
Cool. What was that process like? I imagine it would be quite frustrating. I mean, I love NZ on air, but I mean, like, it's hard to applying for any kind of creative
anything.
Thing. Yeah.
And you sort of just have to keep applying and be and not get it multiple times until you do get it, which can be tough.
So how'd that feel when you finally got it? You're like,
exactly.
Go to work and just like, band up all of it.
Yeah, it's all worth it, like all those times that I didn't get it, and then finally to be recognised or whatnot.
Yeah, it's mean.
Yeah, it's mean. A great feeling.
Is that funding for the album or just songs?
Just for a single and a video.
Cool. And that is coming out?
No date yet. Definitely before the end of this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And are you playing any upcoming shows soon?
Yes, playing The Other's Way in November.
Where is that?
That is up in Wellington.
Oh, sick.
That's up in Auckland. In Cairo.
Wait, no, it's in Lawrence this Saturday.
That is up in Auckland and Kay Road.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
That's in Auckland.
Nice. Have you spent much time in Auckland at all?
Yes, I have. I spent quite a bit of time in Auckland when I was playing with Dimmer.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I did see that, which can't pay on that, by the way.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. And so all of my practices of them is going up to Auckland quite a bit.
Cool. Nice. Yep. Have you spent much time in Auckland, Maddie?
I got family there, so when I was
younger. I think I say fans for a second.
Yeah, I got fans. I got fans in all places, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
No, I got family there, so I have a little bit, but not recently.
Yeah, I haven't been since 2016, and I was only there for 2 days, so I need to go there sometime soon. I have mates up there. Need to give it a geese. Travis Scott was playing there, and I was very tempted to buy a ticket, but they cost $1 million, and I don't want to, like... I hate those big stadium concerts, because they're so far away from the artist, and it's like everyone's on their phones.
And we get so used to here, like, having such personal gigs, right?
That exactly.
Going to a concert, you're like...
Seeds. Yeah, it's a bit messy. Anyway, thank you very much for coming on the show this morning, Niamh. It was great having you.
Yeah, and so much for having me.
All the good wishes for your new project.
Yeah.
Probably have you on again. I mean, this is your 8th interview. I would love to have you to be the 9th as well. It'd be very fun.
Of course.
Awesome. All right. Let's hear some Niamh Strang. Here's a sweet dive by Niamh Strang. You're listening to The One. Take care, folks.
I don't know where to look. It's not at you. Brushed up against a hill is where I see. Still blows in the ease and sold to you and held like glue.
All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.